Okay, turning the tape on. Put your name and title right on the tape.
Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard.
Okay, your Democratic opponent is attacking you, saying there have been 22 people who've died in the prisons. I think he's mostly relying on the story in the Buffalo News, but any comment?
Well, Mr. Tolbert is focusing on old news. The majority of the deaths he references were at a time when most people of Erie County remember the red budgets and the lack of personnel, but the conditions in the jail now and during the last 4 years aren't anything like they were 12 years ago. At the same time, Mr. Tolbert ignores the fact that when the tragic suicides occur in the community, or when an individual drops dead on an athletic field or a basketball court, they don't blame the families, they don't blame the coaches, they look for explanations without placing blame. But when these things occur in a jail, people automatically assume that it's something else, or that somehow the jail or the personnel here are to blame. So I think Mr. Tolbert has nothing to offer. The things that he criticizes are conditions that don't exist anymore. And people should keep in mind that he's been retired from law enforcement since before 9/11.
So it's basically that this is done and gone, and you've improved things, right?
Well, our most recent suicide from about a month ago, the suicide before that was 3 years prior to that. I suspect that's far less than the national average that he misquotes, claiming that our facility is five times the national average in suicides. Even the next paragraph of that study that reported that said you can't compare the suicide rates in a jail with the age specific or the people that are there at an age that's maybe most prone to suicide. You can't compare that to the general public, which includes all of the people, including infants and the elderly. So the populations aren't the same and can't be compared. But the most significant thing is those were old issues that have been properly addressed.
Sheriff, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay.